early with Annie and Ando with the beautiful Emily Tresida filling in last day today, Friday. So we thought we'd hit the hard stuff.
Yeah, we've got to.
Yeah.
Friday.
We're talking, what do you do in the bedroom other than sleep?
Yes, we are talking about that. Look, I think that I use my bedroom basically as every other room in the house as well as the bedroom, right? Yeah. I eat, sleep. I was going to say party. Not really. Board game.
I've heard it is a party in your bedroom with you, Emily Tresida.
But, yeah, so my question to you, Ando. is, do you allow eating in the actual physical bed? What's your position on eating in the bed?
Oh, I reckon I do it once or twice a year, and it might be like a Malteser that I suck on. I pop them in a little bowl and once or twice a year I might take a little bit of ice cream to bed. But okay. Very rarely, I don't, like, you wouldn't turn, if you turned up with a bag of chips, you wouldn't be getting in my bed.
Really?
Oh, God, nothing. If I got a crumb inside the, no, yuck. Why, do you eat in bed?
Yeah, for sure, no problem. I'll eat anything. I'll eat dinner. Put dinner in the bed.
No.
Yeah, why not?
So a bowl of carbonara you would eat in.
Yeah, absolutely.
A pizza you'd eat in bed?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I respected you so much. I did respect
okay,
you.
Okay, all right. Wait. Hold up. I'm not saying every night I do this, but like let's say, you know, you can't be bothered. I don't know. You just can't be bothered. You just eat in bed, whatever.
Oh. So you live in a share house.
Yes.
I wonder if a share house, and I don't, like, so bedrooms become much more than a sleep thing,
yes.
I think, for people that live in a share house because it's your own private space.
For sure.
Have you got a little desk in your room?
Yeah, we've got a desk. We've got a little lounge room as well in our room. We're lucky enough to have quite a big space.
Oh, wow.
So we have a little nook that's the, you know, bed area, which has the bed and...
Here's my true test if you're taking it seriously, though.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a bar fridge in your room?
Okay, this is so funny. Literally yesterday we were at the shops and we saw a bar fridge that was on special and we very seriously contemplated getting it. Very seriously.
It's a good test, isn't it?
Yeah, but basically we decided we can't do it because then like we're one bucket away from never leaving.
Your bedroom. Yeah. I've actually, up at the farm, I've got a spare one of those camping Portaloo toilets that you put the special chemicals in and it's got a hand, you fill a tank with water and it's got a hand pump and a slide flap for the business to go through. If I lent you that and a curtain and a sheet, we could peg the sheet up. You could do in one corner of your bedroom, you could even have a wash closet. You would never need to leave.
Literally never need to leave.
Sponge bath and a wash. Wow.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think the bedroom, especially my bed, you're right though, with a share house, I think you want to sort of escape to your space.
Your space.
But yeah, no, we would be in trouble if we had a toilet-ish cut type.
Ensuite.
Yeah, we would never leave.
You would never leave.
Yeah.
So does your partner eat in bed as well?
He's actually less of a fan than I am. He like, honestly, we don't do it very often. It's not like we do it every day, but like I just don't have an aversion to it. Like I will allow it, you know?
Yeah.
But he's the same as you, like he doesn't want crumbs in the bed.
Oh, I can't stand it. I love such, like the two things that if I was rich and vain, well, I am vain, but if I was rich, I would have clean sheets every day and windows washed every day or once a week. I love going to bed with clean sheets.
Clean sheets are amazing, yeah.
And it is my sort of addiction with washing powder that we talked about yesterday. And clean windows. I walk around smiling, just going, oh, look how clean you are.
You want your windows to be so clean that someone could like walk into them?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or birds always fly into them. Then the dogs pick them up in their mouth and I have to go, come on, give to daddy. Come on, let it go. Give me the bloody... Anyway, that's a whole different thing.
That is a whole different thing.
We are talking this morning all things about what did you do in the bedroom that's not sleeping.
We are talking about things you do in the bedroom that aren't sleep this morning, Ando.
Like the workbench. No, we're not necessarily talking all the sassy stuff, but bedrooms can be multi-function purpose rooms for people. And it's also about, like, who you let in.
Yes, absolutely. You don't want to let in a stranger. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. But what about your dogs, Ando? I want to know about your dogs.
Years ago, when we got our first dog together, we had her in the bedroom. on a mat at the foot of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
She was also a Great Dane.
Yeah.
And when the first person would get up in the morning, I'd throw like a, I don't know, a throw basically, or a blanket on top of the
dog doona, throw.
A dog throw. And she would jump up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'd then stay in bed till whoever got up. Now, I thought that was really cute, but we decided on a second dog, another Great Dane, and there was no way two of them, 280-kilo beasts, were going to be hanging out in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So they've got the new, the, not the new dogs, but they are, the current dogs are, they've got their own bedroom, you know, like, you know.
Like an actual room.
Yeah, big room where their mats are. It's concrete floor, so it's not, you know, soft furnishing, so it's easy to clean and mop. And
amazing.
So I'm not a fan, particularly, so let's give some advice now. If you're single out there and you've got like all your pets sleeping in bed and you wonder why you're single.
There's no room.
There's no room for that.
Physically and emotionally as well.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
So it's not even just the real, like you get the dude over or the non-binary babe and you go, hello.
Mm.
It's that metaphysical of you haven't created the space in your life.
Yeah. Wow, we are getting deep. Who knew this early in the morning we could get so deep, Ando?
I think I heard, and it was either on Dean Warren's Drive Show or the Murphy's Breakfast, someone from the RSPCA was saying that it's like peaked in terms of dogs and pets for adoption. Like there's the supply issue, which actually is a concern.
Right.
So lots of people feeling isolated have gone and got themselves a pet.
Right.
I hope you haven't got it in your bedroom.
I mean, that surely, what if it's a smaller dog than yours, though, Ando? Surely, you know, there's...
A cutesy little... I guess so.
Because, like, there's room in a bed, like, for small things, surely. Little cat, a little kitten.
You know what you just... When I was just thinking, you know, how you were asking me about my dogs.
Yeah.
I do the reverse. So sometimes if I'm really tired, I'll crawl into their bedroom or go through the doggy door, and it's a big doggy door, so it fits my backside through it, and I'll curl up on their bed with them and we play spoons.
Oh, that's so cute.
But that's like not letting... I wonder what they're saying. God, here he comes again. I told you not to let the human
in. Yeah, absolutely. Like, we do not want a human in our bed. This is a very dog-only space.
Like, get out.
Do you let your dogs eat in their beds? Because I know you said earlier that you don't. So they also have a strict no eating in bed policy.
There's not even a water bowl in their bedroom, but they can leave their bedroom through a dog door to go outside
this
and have a drink.
Wild. They have like a full like house situation. Well, I mean, it's a house, but they get to use it like a house. It's kind of nice. I like it.
And then when they come into the lounge room of an evening, like you've got to have structure with dogs. They're like young kids. They actually really respond well to repetition and structure.
Right.
And so at nighttime they come in and they sit on their ottomans, like giant big poofs, ottomans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can call an ottoman a puff anymore.
I don't think so.
I think it's a French word, pouffé or something. My mother used to go, pass me the poof, son. And I'd pass her and she'd put her feet up and have a brandy and coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's not PC anymore. Anyway, the dogs come in and they don't, it's no running around. It's just sit and watch TV and sleep.
Right. Do they like the same shows as you?
Yeah. They've got no choice.
I learned earlier this week, Bargain Hunt. Bargain Hunt's one for your family.
Really? No, yeah. I don't like the camel toe. you did that deliberately. So,
flashbacks.
Back to the bedroom.
Yes.
You and your partner in a shared house.
Yes.
You've got a whole setup going on where you've got a lounge situation.
Mm-hmm. A desk.
Once you're actually in the work, in bed,
mm-hmm.
is it okay to do, like, watch telly, read a book?
Definitely.
Sit there gaming?
We don't game in the bed.
Right. No role play?
No. We don't have any controllers.
Right.
I don't know.
They're really popular, those Wi-Fi controlled devices. I've seen them online.
We definitely watch things in bed.
Yep.
We kind of like have a structure where before we go to sleep every night, we watch a particular show in bed.
a special show?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not that special. It's like basically like the equivalent of like Australia's Funniest Home Videos, but American. Oh. It's called Ridiculousness.
Oh.
It's just funny videos.
Go to bed giggling.
Yeah, we go to bed giggling. It is nice. But also sometimes we're cringing because like, you know how sometimes that stuff is really like someone falls and they really hurt themselves and you're like, ah.
It's normally the same three things. A man gets hit with something in his jewels and a kid walks into something and...
Walking into something is hilarious.
No, I don't get it. I'm one of those that watches those shows and just doesn't laugh.
Yeah.
So you're okay doing a whole bunch... See, I have the issue I have with Mr. Ando is he loves to watch something on TV. When we first met, that was his ritual of put a movie on and then fall asleep with the movie on. And he'd set timer on the TV so he knew, like, so he wouldn't wake up.
The TV would just turn off after an hour.
I like a dark, quiet room.
Same. Like, once we're going to sleep, I don't want anything on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I'm... And so, fortunately, doing breakfast radio, I go to bed about 2 or 3 hours before my partner does. So, I don't... And now I don't even hear him come to bed.
Really? You've kind of just, like, accustomed yourself to that situation.
Maybe once a month, twice a month, I'll hear him. And
you will get mad.
No, I don't get mad. I get scared.
Oh.
Like, I start screaming. Or,
really?
Yeah. Like what's going on?
Because you startle yourself
away. Yeah, startled. That's...
Yes.
Startled.
Wow.
Cracking you up at the crack of dawn. It's Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
Up early with Annie and Ando on your Friday morning. Emily Tressida, we're talking things you do in the bedroom other than sleep.
Yes, and I think that we can deduce from these chats that basically I'm looking at my bedroom just like as a second kitchen.
As a metropolitan four-bedroom home.
Yeah, it's literally everything.
Have you got an alfresco area in your bedroom?
I actually do. I have...
Do you open the window and climb out or something?
There's a door. We have a balcony, a very large balcony. It's got a built bar, like we made a bar out of timber, and it's really nice.
You know, I've always wondered when you see balconies off bedrooms in homes, and like who's going to walk through it? Let's say we go, it's cocktail hour, and you've got a couple of friends over, and you walk them through your master bedroom to go out on your balcony, and then you normally put a little table and chairs, and then never go out on it. But when you're sharing a house, that changes everything.
Well, yes and no, because we have an outdoor area downstairs, which is where all of the exactly, and then we have our balcony upstairs, which we've built this bar, and we got a bunch of crates as tables and chairs, and some AstroTurf, little squares and stuff.
Is there fairy lights going on?
I really want fairy lights. That's the next installation.
The one like that looks like vintage bulbs on a string?
We have them downstairs.
I like those ones.
Yeah, we have them downstairs. And we have some jasmine that's growing on the wall.
What sort? Star? Chinese star?
I'm not sure. It hasn't flowered yet. And I'm not 100% sure. Oh. Agriculture also not my... I've got...
Or horticulture either. Yeah.
See, clearly I definitely don't know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I should never have mentioned the jasmine.
Back to your alfresco area in your bedroom.
Yes. Anyway, basically I use my bedroom as everything. And I also use my bed as basically just like a table, essentially. I would go so far as to like play games and stuff in bed.
I'm sure you do. I've heard that. No, when you say play games, what sort of games?
I mean like Monopoly Deal.
Monopoly Deal.
It's like Monopoly without the board, which is why it's easy to play in bed because there's no board and no little finicky little bits.
But if Mr. Emily wants to have a lay down and there's you with your...
Well, he's playing with me.
And she walks straight into that.
No, why?
Oh, so it's only the two of you. It's not like you would have a friend playing on your bed.
No, 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 no. If a friend's over, then we're going to play Monopoly Deal on the table downstairs.
On the table downstairs.
It really feels like innuendo and it's not. I'm sorry.
I know. I'm always the clean one on the show. Annie brings it down. No, she doesn't. It is my fault. Hey, do you have any sacred spots in your bedroom?
Clearly not.
No, but you know, like if one of the share house, like if someone in your place said, hey, have you got an extension lead, a spare extension lead or power board, would you say, yeah, it's in the bottom of my wardrobe, help yourself. It's like the door on the left. Would you let them, or is bedrooms locked and nobody goes?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't let them. I would just go get it myself. Yeah. It's not, I don't know why it is though. Well, that's a really hard question because share houses are weird like that because your bedroom is your sort of sacred space. The whole room is your sacred space, even though I obviously treat it like a dump site or whatever, just like do whatever and like whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really let them go and just do whatever they want up there.
Yeah, I think it is a sacred space. Like it's kind of like you don't go into other people's. And when we were little kids, we weren't allowed in mum and dad's bedroom.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless it was the middle of the night and you had a nightmare. Like that was, you know, mummy. But you never went into your parents' bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah, and
now I wonder why. Like, what did they have going on? Actually, I don't want to know what they had going on.
Yeah, you need to stop thinking. That thought needs to stop now. Oh.
Hello, this is your morning wake-up call with compliments from Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9.
You're up early with Emily and Ando.
Oh my gosh, the first time this week, Ando.
I know, it's your last day. It's your last day.
No, don't make it special.
It's not. Well, it's your last day filling in for Annie Louie for the week. It's not your last day because you have your fabulous show on Thursday. It was on last night.
It was, yeah.
Tell me about it. Here's your free plug.
Oh, yay! It's called How Do You Do That? It's a talk show that airs 6 till 6.30 on Thursdays.
Yep.
Basically, each week I have a new guest and they have like an expertise or a particular passion and I ask them how and why they do what they do. It's been really nice to explore a bunch of different areas but still find a really like nice human connection where people are just so passionate about what they do regardless of what it is.
I love that. That's a nice way of explaining it because if when I look at your podcast, I go, what's the theme here? There isn't a theme so far as the content of them. Mm. They're all interesting in a random sort of way, but it's the human connection piece that
Correct.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
So make sure you check it out. The podcasts are available at joy.org.au/...
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
Yeah. Oh. And if you listen to the show and you have an idea of someone you'd like to hear more from about their passion or expertise, you can email howdoyoudothat@joy.org.au.
Oh. There you go. There's your plug. Time's up. We're talking this morning about what do you do in the bedroom other than sleep?
I've got two kinds of parties that I want to see if you're on board with in the bedroom. First kind of party is a dance party. How do you feel about a bedroom dance party?
Like, what are you wearing? Like, are we talking that kind of dance party?
No. Well, I mean, yeah, sure, whatever. No, but this kind, I mean, we've got a record player in our room.
I think that's, like, I love record players.
Yeah,
cool. So I have this image of you in kind of, I don't know, some oldie-worldy gorgeous outfit.
I would love that.
And Mr. M goes over, pops a record on, I hear the crackle, and there's probably the drapes are open and the neck curtain's just blowing in the breeze and he embraces you and you have this most sensual, beautiful dance. Is that how it goes?
That is so glorious and the antithesis of anything that happens.
And then he gently places you down onto your bed because you're in your bedroom and it just happens to be there and kisses your earlobes. Like I'm sorry if it just suddenly got hot in here. But
it's very much like, you know, we're in our trackies, we're just at home doing the do, like during ISO especially, and we'll just put a record on, turn it up. We've got a really awesome speaker system.
Mm.
And, yeah, we just dance around in the living room.
And is it instead of like...
Well, it's my bedroom, but it's the living room in our bedroom.
Like the soundtrack that was running in my mind for that little scenario was either like a Vivaldi Four Seasons or, you know, Nights in White Satin type thing, but instead with your track pants... I'm kind of hearing more like hot potato.
No, it's more like Big Boy from Outkast and Public Enemy, like just a lot of
sensual mood making music.
Yeah, absolutely, exactly. A lot of rap.
Yeah.
Gangster.
I wondered why you were wearing a big clock around your neck with a chain. Been too scared to ask all week long.
So I'm not late.
Do you use your bedroom to get dressed in or the bathroom?
I use the bedroom because we have...
Sorry, go.
You tell me why, because?
Because, like I know, because you want to do a sexy get dressed for... Hello.
No. It's because we have a full-length mirror in one of our cupboards and it's important for me to see the whole aesthetic, you know?
Yep.
So I need to be able to see, like, top to toe when I'm getting dressed.
I need a full-length mirror.
You don't have one?
I don't have one at the farm. And so
I've been wondering why you're coming in looking like this every day.
Yeah. And I will often go outside and stand and look at the reflection in the window just to go, oh, yeah, that works.
Right. I mean, that's crafty.
Actually, do I have one at home? I don't need a full-length mirror. I don't. Like,
do you do or you don't? I'm very confused.
I don't know. But I get dressed in the wardrobe.
You're like a lion that was in a wardrobe? Like,
yeah, no, it's a walk-in wardrobe. Like, a walk-in wardrobe.
You have a walk-in wardrobe?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a full-length mirror?
No mirrors in that. It's got full-length tie wall.
Wow.
Like for all the, back in the day, business in the suit days.
How many ties do you reckon you have?
187.
Specifically?
No, I'm making it up, but a couple hundred.
Really?
Yeah, and I can't throw ties out. So they, like, in the last decade, ties got thin again.
Mm.
And I've got some big fatties up there.
Right.
And they're beautiful. Like, some of them are bleeping expensive, and I just can't throw them out, and I hope they'll come back in fashion. That's about the only fashion thing that I hang on to, hoping it'll come back.
Are these like pattern ties? Are we talking like paisley ties, or are they like block colours?
I'll need to take a photo and share it with you, because it's a whole colour, like it's colour coordinated, the wall.
Stop.
So imagine it's like a post office wall, all these pigeonholes, and the ties are rolled around a cardboard inner so that there's no fold lines on them. They're in a perfect circle. Stop. This is my OCD coming out.
Did you design that wall, yep, specifically for the ties?
Yes.
Wow.
See, this is the thing, and people, not that you drag people through your bedroom, but anyone that's seen it has gone, oh, what a beautiful wardrobe. Like those ties look really lovely. Mm-hmm. And my response is,
get out of my bedroom.
You're not here to look at my ties. No. My response has always been, and I'm going to offend people, if it was a heteronormative, cisgendered male-female couple,
mm-hmm,
what female would say to the man, yeah, sure, have an entire wall of the wardrobe for ties.
Mm.
Like normally the dude, or particularly my straight mates, they get their clothes thrown into a spare room and have no shelving space. So the fact that the indulgence of having a whole wall of ties.
Yeah, for sure. My partner has more clothes than me, actually, but yeah.
I don't get dressed in the bedroom per se. I get dressed in the wardrobe.
You have a specific dressing closet.
Yeah. I do leave my clothes on the side of my bed.
I don't believe that.
I know. That's kind of random. When I go to bed, I strip off. But like, I normally have my colour du jour at home in my athletic wear is grey marl.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Doesn't show dog hair.
Oh, black, smart.
Black. I avoid black at home.
Yeah.
The dogs aren't allowed near me with black. Like, I got to get changed quickly. So I throw track pants on, grey male track pants, which is a, yeah, fashion statement. And so they come off and I jump into bed. In the morning, they come back on to, mm-hmm, get up. Isn't that okay? They're only there for nighttime.
Yeah, but what about all of the people walking past your bed at nighttime seeing your clothes out of place, Ando?
Nobody's walking past my bed in the middle of the night, mate. It's Casper the ghost. That's who's walking past.
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando, 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.
Ando, we are discussing things that you do in the bedroom that aren't sleep this morning. Oh, we've gone through quite a few different things. I've actually found a list.
Here we go. I love a list.
Yeah, I love a list as well. So I found the top four things that you do in the bedroom.
Me personally or the world?
Yes.
It's me. You've been watching.
I made the list, actually. I said I found it. I made it.
Made it. Would you put a camera in your bedroom, a security camera?
No way.
What about one on a tripod for special time? No. Sorry, back to your list.
Okay, so I found a list on the internet. These are the top four things that people do that aren't sleep in their bedroom, okay?
Okay.
Number one,
yep.
Build a fort. What are your thoughts on building a fort in the bedroom?
I need you to explain what a fort. Like, when I think fort, I think castle, moat, barrier.
I think they more mean sort of sheets and pillows, sort of like a sheet thrown over pieces of furniture. Think more like children's...
Cubby house.
Well, like a sheet fort.
What are you doing with a... Why? I'm confused.
You're confused?
Yes. I don't know why you would want a sheet fort.
I think, it's escapism. You're in your bedroom, now you're in a fort.
Oh, so this is for kids.
No. I've been literally saying for months, I want to build a sheet fort.
Why don't you get one of those net curtain thingies on a ring that you hang from the ceiling over your bed and then you can crawl under that?
It's not as fun.
No?
No. There's a spontaneity.
Very gone with the wind, though. You could back to that moment where you're laying there in your 1920s night, negligee or whatever it is.
We've already debunked that rumour, Andrew.
Yeah, okay. I don't get that at all.
That's a no from you.
That's a no from me.
Okay, second thing that people do that aren't sleep are massages.
Ooh.
Yes, so they've listed them, like foot massage. Oh, no foot massage for Ando.
No feet, thanks.
No feet. Okay, well, they also said back massages.
Lower back. Lower back. My glutes are really tender at the moment.
and then it just said all kinds of massages.
All kinds. Yeah, that's an absolute correct answer for me.
Yeah, that's a yes from you.
That's
all
a
right.
Tick.
Yep. And you can get some good massage bars, just as a little fun fact. It's oil that sort of...
dissolves.
Yes, very good. Yeah. And the third thing that people
makes
do...
makes such a mess. I actually... I'm thinking... of, I'm now thinking... I want to go to the masseuse's house, not have them on my bed, because, yuck, what if the oil gets on the good sheets?
No, okay. Here, okay.
Nah, you've lost me.
No. You've just got to put down a couple of towels... Mm-hmm. Put down the towels and then you can use your pillows as the thing where your head sits in the middle. I'm trying to gesture. Radio.
What if he sprays a bit of oil or something on?
That's why the massage bars are good, because it's just like a soap bar that kind of melts into an essential oil sort of situation.
Okay. All right, what's next on the list?
You already said yes, Andrew. You can't take it back.
But I started overthinking it, going, I had images of oil flicking around and other,
Okay, third is trying to sleep while your partner's already asleep. Now, this is a big one for me.
So that means you didn't go to bed at the same time. One fell asleep before the other.
Always, 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 always he falls asleep before me.
Is that because he works harder than you and he's exhausted?
I don't think so. I mean, I hope he's not listening. No, I don't think so. I don't know. He just can go to sleep faster than me.
And you resent that?
Yes, because he snores as well.
But does he snore on all four sides?
Yes.
On all four?
Yeah, it's just like, it's just different levels of, yeah, exactly.
So you don't, like, if you roll him facing away from you on his side, is that the best level?
Yeah, because it's facing away from me.
Have you ever asked him to have two sniffs of sinus spray before he goes to bed?
No, this is a good plan. We're really helping each other out.
We are.
Helping you.
There's a Snorex or something. I can't remember that it's allegedly good for snoring. I'm not convinced. Lavender, they say, is very good. Put some lavender in his pillows. I would do all three and try.
But then you wouldn't know which one's the one that's working. But yeah, it's good.
So you lay there listening and go...
Not always, but sometimes. If I'm especially tired or whatever and I can't get to sleep, it is quite frustrating. But you're the opposite. You're always asleep before Mr. Ando.
I'm always... Well, yeah, but then there's the weekend. But no, even then I still go to bed pretty early. I have this theory. So Mr. Ando does snore at times but doesn't so much on one side unless there's been lots of special lemonades, and then it doesn't matter which side. It's there's nothing helping it whatsoever. But I... sleep when I have a good sleep, I sleep through it. Most things, like anything. And so if I'm having a rough sleep and the snoring's annoying me, if it wasn't the snoring, it'd be the light of the moon coming through the
window.
It'd be something else. It'd be it's too hot, it's too cold. So I just get in that irritable sort of state. So it's not the snoring's fault, it's my irritability. Isn't that like big for me?
That is actually really, I'm proud of you.
You're up early. You're up early with Annie and Ando with the beautiful Emily Tresidder on her last and final shift for the week of covering.
Oh, my goodness. I've had so much fun.
Hey, we've got one more thing that we need to make sure we do. Today is Give Out Day.
Sure is.
What is Give Out Day? Give Out Day is about LGBTIQA+ organisations having an opportunity to receive funding and... to talk to us about it is our boss lady.
Oh, no.
Rachel Tyler Jones, the production program, the boss, everything.
The boss, yes.
I just get scared when she gets around.
Well,
good morning.
There's glass between us, Ando.
Thanks so much for having me in this morning, guys. It's a real pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. Now, let's talk about this whole Give Out program and what Joy's doing.
All right. So we know that Give Out Day is a big day of rainbow giving. Joy has put up a project where we're going to recruit 30 volunteers from around the nation, from regional, rural and remote areas of Australia, parts of the rainbow community who don't normally get to tell their stories. And we're going to invite them in, give them training so that they have the ability to tell their stories and have other people hear it. So,
how cool.
Very cool.
So they get to, if I think about it, like so many people that I know in regional and remote communities feel isolated, disconnected and often, I guess, unheard.
That's right, Andrew. And we know that one of the most important things that the media can do is represent other people. So when you see yourself represented in the media, it helps to create connection. It helps people to not feel so alone. People in these communities are often isolated. You can very literally be the only gay in the village. And when you hear, you know, other people around Australia having a similar experience to you, that can be really connecting and really uplifting. And it lets you know, too, that you have a chance to get your voice heard and to get your story heard.
That's beautiful. So if people want to donate, which, of course, why wouldn't you? Head to giveout.org.au/joy. That's giveout.org.au/joy. We would love your support to make a difference for 30 rural, remote and regional individuals. I was going to say communities.
And if we get more to do more than 30, we can do more than 30, right?
We absolutely can. The project is scalable, so the more you give, the more people can be involved in this project.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much, Rachel Tyler-Jones.
Thanks, folks.
Cheers.
Bye.
Missed the show? Don't worry. You can get the best bits of Annie and Ando on the podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.